The next day, I don't think she is so kind. I am sitting at a small desk in the second grade, the only elementary classroom that had extra space. The teacher, Sister Mary Joseph, has a sweet face with pale whiskers and watery blue eyes, as if she is always in tears. Her breath is musty, like an old suitcase that hasn't been opened in years. Annie is a very special student, she tells the class, a refugee from a dictatorship. When she says this, I stare down at the wooden floor and try not to cry. She came here with her family in order to be free, Sister Mary Joseph is explaining. But my family is not all here, I feel like saying. And how can I be free when my mind is all worried about Poppy and my whole self is so sad I can barely get up some mornings? Would you like to tell the class a little something about the Dominican Republic? The old nun prompts me. Where do I begin telling strangers about a place whose smell is on my skin and whose memory is always in my head? To them, it's just a geography lesson. To me, it's home. Besides, talking about my country would make me too sad right now. I stand in front of this room full of staring little kids, not saying a single word. At the very least, I should show them that I can speak their language, so they don't think I'm a complete moron who is almost 13 and still in the second grade. Thank you, I murmur, for letting me into your country. Sister Mary Joseph gives me an assignment to do on my own. I am to write a composition about what I remember from my native country. Maybe it'll be easier to write down memories rather than just think on your feet, she suggests. She shows me how I'm supposed to make a little cross at the top of each page and then print the initials J.M.J., dedicating my work to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.